Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. I'm going to try to adjust my levels up a little bit higher. Some of you guys said that you work and have a hard time hearing me on earphones. So if you guys find this video a little bit louder than usual, I'm just going to boost it up. I can only go so far, though, and otherwise the audio will cap and you start getting, capping, and it sounds absolutely horrible. So I'll boost it up a little bit more and see if I can take care of some of you guys that are working with your earphones in so you can hear what's up. Anyway, I don't have any videos to share. I don't have anything much to post tonight because most of the news has moved on to the bug that is traveling around the world. But on that note, I did come across an article here where it says the bug, Oregon police asked people to stop calling the emergency services because they ran out of toilet paper. And, you know, it got me thinking that we've said before that hard times make strong men. Strong men make good times. Good times make weak men. Weak men make hard times. I think we're in a case here, and it's not necessarily men. When I say that, it's kind of just a general, you know, cycle of the world that seems to happen. But it seems we're coming into some hard times. You know, we've got the stock market now, at least every market that I've seen, pretty much falling off a very sharp decline. I think we're back down to now 2009 levels here in the stock market. If you watched my video back January 31st, I mentioned that I'd been following this bug and what was coming out of that side of the world, and to please plan accordingly. Some of you said, I'm kind of ready for that. Others said, I don't think it's going to be worse than the flu, and you know, you guys did your own thing. But back then, I sold everything I had in the stock market, and much to the chagrin of my father thinks I was crazy. Now he wished he had followed suit, and you know, I protected myself that way. And it could have been a terrible mistake, but everything I've done so far has planned out pretty well. But where the point being, though, that sometimes you have to take a little bit of a gamble and try to see ahead a little bit so that you can be ready for whatever falls your way. Well, we know right now that markets are way down, which means that it's going to be, if you have anything in reserve, it's going to be a good opportunity to invest. Not yet. You never want to catch a falling blade. You always want to let it land and then try to, you know, you can buy in a little bit, but don't try to go all in on a falling blade. You want to let things rest and then wait for the comeback, because that could be a few months, 3-4 months, or it could be closer to 12 or 18 months. We don't know what the result of all of this is going to be. The other thing that we know of is that some corporations, and many of them as a matter of fact, that rely upon whether it's travel or something like Disneyland or Disney World, any of the theme parks, oil's fallen quite drastically. All of those, I think another one was hotels, you know, airlines, things like that. All those things they've started to let people go or put them on while they were not technically laying them off, because they'd have to pay them benefits. Instead, they just put them on a 0-hour work week, which means, yes, you're still employed, but you're not working any, thus you're not going to be making any money. So, you know, this is going to affect things up and coming for the next, at minimum, 3 to 4 months, more likely 6 to 12 months, maybe as long as 18. And we don't know what's going to happen beyond there. You know, this is being so novel and being so harsh, we're going to have to keep an eye on this and see what happens. So what is the point to this video then? The point is going to be that we're going to have some tough times coming up. You know, my parents are 85 and 75, so that's why we've cut ourselves off from the outside world. When they say social distancing, I'm very good at that already. I work on my bus all day, and my parents have come to stay with me, and so they're that way. If something goes wrong, I can take care of them. But we're going to have some social isolation for perhaps several weeks to months. On top of that, many of you are going to lose your jobs or lose your income. That being said, if something like that happens, you have two choices. Number one, you can lament and you can complain and you can be frustrated, or you can actively, before you lose it, before, but you think it's an industry that may drop off, you can start proactively doing a little research where things may actually need more people. like here in the United States, Amazon is actually hiring up to 100,000 people to bolster their shipping, because everybody being stuck home, obviously they get like this stuff over here, a lot of things shipped to them. That might be a way that at least for the next 3 to 6 months, maybe you can find something to work or do. That being said, same thing, where there may be certain janitorial services, there may be certain things at, you know, medical centers or something that you can help out with. So not that this would be ideal, but it means you just have to be creative and you have to be assertive trying to go out and maybe head off a problem you might have coming before it actually lands in your lap. That's being just smart, and that's being ahead of the curve, because, you know, if you wait too long, everybody else is going to be doing the same thing. It's why I was able to stock up with everything that I have here over the course of a month at my leisure. Whenever I saw something that I thought would be good, I grabbed it because I was thinking ahead. Same thing with the market, selling my things and moving out because I was thinking ahead. I'm not smarter than anybody else. It's just that at my age and after traveling around the world and after having certain things happen to me, you kind of get a feeling of where things might go. As such, that's why I'm telling you guys that you may want to be a little proactive and kind of getting a feel of, you know, the industry that I'm in, is this going to have a change? Or if it is, maybe I need to start looking for something now before things change. Number two, there's going to be hyperinflation with all the countries because of the costs of doing certain bailouts of the airline industry, which they shouldn't be doing, and because of the price of oil dropping and everything else falling off, a lot of businesses are really going to be struggling. And so you can either let everything fail, the airlines fail, you know, the gasoline companies fail, so on and so forth, and start from scratch, or the government will bail them out. And that's what's going to happen in this case. So with hyperinflation, that means that markets and your money may not go as far as it used to. That's one of my concerns, is that by the time all is said and done, you know, if you have, I don't know, pick a $10,000 with hyperinflation, all of a sudden that $10,000 now is only worth, say, $6,000 in 6 months. We don't know how that's going to turn out, but there may be hyperinflation across the globe. Number three, a lot of the products that you might normally want or need here in the near future may not be available. So while things have not fully gone into lockdown, I might suggest going out and ordering some supplies that you need now. Like, for example, I've ordered some other foodstuffs, and they've been delayed by 2 or 3 weeks, maybe even 4 weeks. But I'm not worried about it because I'm replacing things that I won't need until then. So in other words, I'm looking out at what I might need in the next 4 to 6 weeks, ordering it now, knowing that it may take 4 to 6 weeks to get here, things like that. And the last thing is that, you know, the greatest generation was, or what they call the greatest Gen Xer or generation, you know, you have Gen Xers, you have boomers, you have, what are some of the other ones there? You have, Gen Z, the newest one, you have millennials. Well, the greatest generation was born between 1901 and I think it was like 1920 or 1925, something like that. That generation's the one that, you know, went in and defeated the bad people with the symbols on their helmets and the bands around their arms from Germany, right? And they were the greatest generation because they stepped up and they knew what was coming, and they knew they were going to have to make some, they were going to have to dig deep and really, really kind of throw themselves out there, knowing that many of them might not come back from what they were doing. You take that generation versus today's generation, where people are complaining because they're bored that they have to sit in their homes. Now, for me, for example, I can go for a run around here and I'll take my weights and go out back and just do some work out in the backyard rather than going to the gym. And now we have computers and we have phones and we have texting, and we have photos, and we have funny cat videos online. We have YouTube to enjoy. We have all these wonderful things at our disposal versus guys standing in a trench with, you know, artillery flying overhead and with the chance that they may not come home. And the people of today that are getting to do this are complaining because they're bored, that they have to stay indoors. And that just shows you how weak this society has come. So I think if we want to stay strong, if we want to stay smart, and you want to stay ahead of the curve, again, this is another video that I'm trying to put out here for you guys, like I did in my last one of what was coming, to say there's more coming. The difference is that this next segment will be probably anywhere between 3 and 6 months, that the employment rate may go up to 20%. Instead of being at 3% where it is now, it may go up to 20%, not only here in the United States, but throughout. And if you don't want to be that 20%, you're going to have to be a little proactive if you think you're in one of those positions where you may not last. And so this is just a little bit of a friendly reminder to be that strong, smart, independent, outgoing guy that outthinks everybody else, gets ahead of the curve, and that way when things do happen, you're not finding yourself stuck behind the eight ball without as many options. And the other good thing out of this is going to, I think, either going to strengthen some people or it's going to break some people. I think people are going to see that the lap of luxury that they've been enjoying for so long is going to take some changes for the next 6 to 12 months. To what effect that is, no one knows yet, but changes are coming. And what that is, I don't know. But when it comes to at least your finances and getting ahead of the curve, make sure to plan accordingly. So be a strong guy, plan accordingly for what's up and coming, and go from there. Other than that, I don't really have much else on the topic, but I wanted to kind of give a little pep talk and a little advice that, make sure to watch out for yourselves. You guys treat yourselves and your family and your loved ones as number one, and don't go out of your way to harm anybody else or plow over somebody else to get what you need. But just make sure that you and the loved ones that you're caring for or are in your life, that you take care of them, you make sure that they're okay, and don't react when everybody else is reacting. Think, okay, I think that this may happen, so what will happen after that? It's kind of like a chess game. You want to think a few moves ahead. Let's start thinking a few moves ahead. Make sure that you guys are taking opportunities so that whether you need to order supplies online, you do it now. Whether you are getting ahead of the curve by, again, getting whatever you need. And that includes, obviously, making sure that your income kind of keeps chugging along while we go through this, because, there's not going to be any guarantees. Guys, I'm going to change this a little bit. If you want to support my work, go check out some of my old videos. For now, don't worry about, I appreciate all the everything that you guys have sent me. Don't worry about don't worry about donating to me or doing anything like that on the PayPal and all that stuff. Keep your funds to yourself. Do something wise with it. Maybe while the market's down, look at investing in something. Go buy a book on finances. Aaron Clary has that Bachelor Pad Economics. That was a really great book that I recommended the other day. I really enjoyed that. Spend your money there. Do something for yourselves. Do something that's going to give you a leg up during this. Don't worry about sending any my way. I'll be fine. I'm pretty low key right now, and I've already pretty much bought all the stuff I'm going to need for the next month, and I can't go get supplies to keep working on the bus. So once I run out of paint and once I run out of wood, I just kind of have to sit there and look at it, because anything that I'd go to get is closed right now. So guys, take care of yourselves first. If you do want to support me though, go look at some of my older videos, because all of them, I think 95% of them are monetized, and YouTube then takes care of me for that stuff, for at least some, So watch out for yourselves. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. Remember, think a few moves ahead like a chess game, and take care of yourselves.